India's finance minister has unveiled a populist budget for the 2003-2004 fiscal year. This year's budget is designed to overcome India's low growth and rising unemployment. India's finance minister Jaswant Singh says the government will lower taxes for salaried workers and poor Indians alike, something analysts say his Bharatiya Janata Party will benefit from when national elections are called next year. Unveiling the budget in a two-hour speech to Parliament, Mr. Singh also announced he was scrapping a so-called security surcharge tax imposed in 1999 when India's army fought infiltrators from Pakistan in the Kargil region of Indian-administered Kashmir. In the face of frequent interruption by opposition lawmakers, the finance minister stressed his top priority is to balance social welfare issues with economic growth.
This budget is about addressing the problems of poverty and lifetime concerns of our citizens, of giving a major boost to infrastructure and laying the foundation for balanced, accelerated growth of agriculture and industry, plus tax reform.
Under the budget proposal, middle-class Indian families could receive annual tax savings of about $150. Taking a page from President Bush's recent economic proposals, Mr. Singh announced he was abolishing taxes on dividends from the sale of stocks. While taxes were the main focus of his speech, Mr. Singh gave few details about how the government planned to boost agricultural production. Low farm output is blamed for dragging down the overall growth rate to 4.4% last year. He also gave few details on how the government will cut the ballooning fiscal deficit, now more than 5% of the national income and rising. After hearing Mr. Singh's proposals, influential economic columnist T.N. Nainan said the budget will make some people happy, but he says the finance minister put off hard choices on curbing spending.
The basic position, I think, would be there's lots of good stuff when you look at the micros, but it's within a macro framework that's hugely negative because the deficit is so high. It's never been higher in the last decade, and there's not much sign of correction next year. So you're really asking for trouble to hit you at some point. But I think you'll get a lot of happy people on the street because the overall tax burden for most people would come down.
Mr. Singh also avoided any politically controversial moves to reform India's labor laws, privatize state-run industries, or allow large-scale foreign investment in key industries, measures called for by leading government economists in India's annual economic survey, published this week in advance of the budget presentation. Instead, India's finance minister announced cuts in customs duties on a wide range of goods, from medical supplies to life insurance policies. Jim Teeple, VOA News, New Delhi.